Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Ben. Benjamin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, living the dream, buddy. So, what national day is it today?
National German Chocolate Cake Day and Corn on the Cob Day.
You know, in reality, I like corn on the cob better than German chocolate cake. What about you?
Yeah, I'd say corn on the cob. Rubbing some butter on there.
There you go. Salt and pepper. Yeah. Tabasco sauce. Cayenne.
Nothing like it.
Hey, today's weather. Oh, boy. 105 degrees, my friend. Sunny and hot. And tonight, well, it gets down to around 74, about 30-degree difference. Now, Wednesday, big change, 105. Thursday, yep, starts cooling down on Thursday. It's down to 97, and Friday, 96, Saturday, 91. Sunday, 87 degrees on Sunday. Wow. Father's Day, going to be 87 degrees. So, fathers, you get to sleep in. People making you pancakes for breakfast and bakey. Or you could be out cutting the yard because it's only going to be 87, so you start early. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, the Kenny family's company. Been in the business over 25 years. They treat their customers like friends. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. They have other payment plans, family owned, locally operated, a veteran owned business. I can't say enough about the Kennys. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay. And we're here with Seth Magaha.
Good morning.
Who handles all of the public relations, media, outreach.
That's right. Yep.
At Turtle Bay.
At Turtle Bay Exploration Park. That's right.
Okay. Now, you know the first question I'm going to ask. Glowing Wild's over.
Glowing Wild has completed for its first year. We had a wild run there. We were open for 9 weeks. And we heard amazing things. People really enjoyed it. So for those who haven't heard about it or wasn't able to make it, Glowing Wild was Turtle Bay's first Asian Lantern Festival in the Botanical Gardens.
Asian Lantern Festival. That part I missed somehow.
That's right. Yeah, these are Asian lanterns.
When you think about it, yeah, the big dragon and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it was the Year of the Dragon. So, right by the Sundial Bridge, we had that enormous 100-foot dragon. And then throughout the botanical gardens, we had larger-than-life Asian lanterns depicting animals from around the world. They looked really cool at night. It was open during the day. People came out and enjoyed the gardens, but at night is when it really came alive.
What we did was we got there around 7:30, so it was still light. So you kind of walked around, oh, yeah, this is cool. But then it got dark.
Yes.
And then it was like way cool. And then it was like, oh, let's go back to the first part again. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, so we had a great first year. We're doing it again next year. And, we're looking forward to it. It's a really important and large fundraiser for Turtle Bay. The tickets, all the proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programming and exhibits. And we work hard to raise money year-round to meet our operating costs. This is one of the ways we did that. And we wanted to offer something in the gardens that really showcased the botanical plants and utilized that space really well. A little different than Reading Garden of Lights, a similar path, but we wanted to try it in the spring, and we were really pleasantly surprised.
You go the opposite direction.
It is the opposite direction, that's right. Yes.
No, that was cool.
Yeah.
Because it's the opposite direction, so it is different.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're probably still crunching numbers, but approximately, pretty close. I mean,
yeah,
how many people came?
We had about 45,000 people come through the gardens.
Okay, and that's in the Garden of Lights about?
Garden of Lights, he's about 80,000 to 90,000 per year.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I think that as people understand what the spring event is, but that's still 40,000 people.
Oh, it was still a lot. There. Yeah.
The day we were there, I think it was the last weekend, we were there. I mean, it was packed with people. So.
Yeah. There's some nights that did really well, and we're really excited to see people come out and enjoy it. Some of the slower nights, those are good too. I mean, some people like more of a slower pace walking through the gardens. But we were just really excited to see the gardens utilized and enjoyed. So many people visiting Reading for the first time, you know, the tourism component to it. So there was a lot of really big wins, and we're really thankful for it. There was also really great performances on the community stage. So there were some nights that we had some really cool cultural experiences. So there's just a lot of really great positive things that came from it.
Now, I will tell you, for the Garden of Lights, the switch back to winter, we found the day to go. It's New Year's Eve.
That's the night, yeah.
Because there weren't a lot of people there. There were the four of us. I think there's a family of three because things go – you had a band, but, you know, I think they're off – they finish around 9 o'clock. Because don't you all sync your Happy New Year with, like, New York's or something?
This last year we did a New York time. Yeah, New
York
time. So
at 9 o'clock it was Happy New Year.
Yeah.
But a wonderful time, of course, and, beautiful displays. Now, let's switch back to spring here. Glowing Wild was totally different, just totally different. You may see a couple of the same things. But the animals out on the savannas of Africa, the animatronics, they're moving, and, tigers and lions and bears, oh my, and dragons and snakes. I mean, it had it all. All of this, of course, are I don't want to say statues. They're not statues.
They could be called exhibits. They're displays. They're Asian lands. Yeah. There's lots of different names for them. Yeah. And they're pieces of art. They're all hand painted on canvas. They're illuminated within, and they are made by Tianyu, a company that specializes in that. They do some shows around the world that we partnered with for this. And the photographs turned out awesome. I mean, there are so many cool photo ops. You know, families were enjoying all throughout the event. Great food and drinks. Some really cool culinary, things that we did with Mosaic. And the music was, really enhanced it as well. So, there's just a lot of really cool things that families
experience. Now, tell people about the, I'm going to call them igloos, but the igloos you can rent there.
Yeah, we have different names for them between Garden of Lights and Glowing Wild.
I call them igloos.
Yeah, dining domes, VIP domes.
Okay.
Well, they're basically... they are like igloos or domes that you can rent for that night for a private party, and it includes food and unlimited drinks and souvenirs. But it's a really cool like group ticketed package that you can buy, and it includes admission for 8 people. And there was 4 of them this year at Glowing Wild and Garden of Lights. The first year we had 2 of them. So they're popular, some of the nights they sell out, but a lot of like businesses or families rent them for special occasions like birthdays or anniversaries, things like that. But again, it's like admission for 8 people included in the price, another kind of special fundraiser for Turtle Bay. That's a really cool way of experiencing it, kind of elevating
it. Really is.
It.
We got a tour, went in and sat down. There's comfortable seating. During the summer, it looked like there was a air conditioner in there, floor air conditioner.
Yeah, there was.
Cool things down a little bit.
Yes.
And then I guess there's a heater in the other ones.
Yeah.
But it's clear plastic, either hard plastic or soft plastic. So you can see out there. And then you get, pizza or food, and then and did you say unlimited drinks?
Unlimited non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic, like cocoa. Man, you can load up on cocoa that night, but you don't get the unlimited others or which come in these little looks like a light bulb,
a blinky cup.
A blinky cup.
Yep. Yeah,
it's and I now have four of them at the house over the space of the year, two from Garden of Lights and two from Glowing Wild. Not sure what I'm going to do with them, but anyway. But it is something. It is something that you can, it's a special thing for your family or a group of friends coming together that night.
Yeah.
So we've got to take a break here. Hey, the Shasta Regional Medical Center is having a walk-in Wednesday healthcare hiring event. That's going to be tomorrow, June 12th. It's going to be down, of course, at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they are looking for RNs, LVNs, CNAs, and other clinical / non-clinical professionals to come work there. Learn about the $30,000 RN bonus. That sounds kind of cool. What if they, I should say, Ben, find out about the $10,000 producer bonus at KCNR, and you find out that there is none, okay? But at Shasta Regional, they do have a $30,000 RN bonus. Competitive salary, excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, big, and professional career growth opportunities. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's tomorrow, my friends. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and just walk-in hiring events. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries.
For only $25 plus fees.
Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for Micro Wrestling. Tickets start at just $15 plus fees. Don't miss this action-packed weekend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Several numbers there that roll over, so if you remember that one, we're okay, because get your phone ready. We're going to give away some tickets. Now, I'm here with Seth Magaha from Turtle Bay, and this Friday is Brews by the Bridge. Is he turned? Yeah, you know. Okay, you're on.
Okay, cool. Brews by the Bridge. It's happening this Friday, June 14th from 6 to 10. It is a 21 and older event. We've been doing it for over 10 years in a row. Brews by the Bridge this year will have over 20 craft breweries.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got a huge list of breweries coming in. So it's in the gardens. It's about 10 acres. 20 breweries. We got food. There's axe throwing and cornhole.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Serving beer from 20 breweries.
That's right.
And axe throwing. What could go wrong here?
We haven't had any problems with that in the past. We're confident we'll be good. But yeah, there are some really fun things to do for adults.
Oh, look, he threw the axe way over the top of the wall. Little Lino over there. He caught it. I'm just kidding. It's all controlled.
It's all controlled. Well, you know, it's all good fun. But yeah, it's a major fun. This is another major fundraiser for Turtle Bay. We've been doing it for over 10 years. Brews by the Bridge is this Friday, June 14th from 6 to 10. Tickets are on sale at turtlebay.org. You can buy tickets at the gate, but subject to availability. But it's just a really fun event. There's two live stages. It's all throughout the gardens. We're really looking forward to it, but it's this Friday.
Over 20 breweries, food, music, the whole enchilada. I have two tickets, and these are like, I don't know how much you charge to get.
They are $30 each.
$30 a piece. I have two Brews by the Bridge tickets for the first caller at 530-605-4567. Yeah. It's going to be this Friday. It starts at 6 p.m. and it goes to 10 p.m.
Yep.
You want to go to Brews by the Bridge. Have a great time. It's 530-605-4567. Are you awake out there yet? Okay. Don't worry.
Brews by the Bridge.
These will be gone by today.
And I have to thank our presenting sponsors, Signorama and Tri-Counties Bank, for making Brews by the Bridge possible. Again, it's a major fundraiser for Turtle Bay, and we're looking forward to it this Friday.
It's going to be at Turtle Bay this Friday out in the gardens, and you get in free. And you can avail yourself of 20 breweries.
That's right, yes. These tickets will get you in for free.
Do you buy the food?
Yes. So the price of admission includes your first beer.
Okay.
And then after that, you're buying your own beer and food.
Okay.
But when you buy that ticket, when you come in, you're getting a commemorative cup. We do a cool cup every year, and that's included with your price of admission.
I was going to say.
Beer. Yeah, your first beer.
$30, all the beer you can drink.
There's 20.
That would be a detriment to
it's,
my friends.
It's a fun event. We have a great time every year, so we're looking forward to it.
Yep. Now, later on in the month here is the
It's the 20th anniversary of the Sundial Bridge.
Of the Sundial Bridge.
So the Sundial Bridge opened in 2004 on July 4th. So we're planning events this year leading up to July 4th. The big event that we are planning with the McConnell Foundation and the City of Reading and a few other agencies is the Bandaloop performances on June 28th and 29th. They performed at the Sundial Bridge at the 10-year anniversary, and we wanted to bring them back.
We were there for that.
Yeah.
And this this is a spectacular group. Think of Cirque du Soleil hanging from the Sundial Bridge. They go up, you know, up where the, where you would, might say the wing is up there. And they do incredible, incredible artistic displays up there. And
that's right.
Dancing on the side and dropping and all these things. It's incredible.
Yes, and these performances are free, and there's going to be four different performances on Friday, June 28th, and Saturday, June 29th. There's a morning show and an evening show. We wanted to make sure to provide different times for people to come and see it for free. There's also a fundraiser for Turtle Bay. There's ticketed events that you can watch the performances from a reserved area, so that is an option as well. But yeah, they're free performances. Again, it's the McConnell Foundation, the City of Reading, the Reading Civic Auditorium, Advanced Reading, Visit Reading, Choose Reading. All these different agencies have partnered together, to make this fantastic free event, in celebration of the Sundial Bridge.
And, you know, having it during the day is great for your kids.
That's right. Yeah.
And because doing it at night. Now, I do recommend you coming out there. Bring a chair. Bring a little chair with you if you can, and so you can sit in, or just a blankie on the ground.
Yeah.
And I would bring some mosquito repellent.
Yeah.
If you're sitting over there, you know, the closer you get to the water.
The water, yeah.
Yeah, there are some mosquitoes out there, and it's just a word to the wise. Or one of those little things that you turn on, and you've got a 10-foot circle around you, yeah. And then find out that you've got four friends that are in that 10-foot circle with you.
That's right.
But no, it is a super event. It is, I mean, the artistry of these people is one thing. But yeah, it's dangerous out there too. I mean, it has that sense of danger when they're kind of hanging on a rope out there.
Right. Yeah. Bandaloop is some, you know, should, anyone interested should look them up on YouTube or on Google to see kind of the performances that they do. They perform year round, all around the world. But we're really excited to have a world-class performance at the Sundial Bridge. It's only fitting for it to be part of the celebration. And celebrate20.com is the website you'll want to go to learn about all the information about the times, the performances, the parking, all the logistics that go into it. We are expecting a really big turnout. So celebrate20.com is the spot to go to learn all about those event details so that families show up prepared and at the right time and knowing where to park, all that. And so celebrate20.com.
Now, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe you didn't understand. I have two $30 tickets.
That's right. We have
Bruise by the Bridge. It's this Friday. It starts at 6 p.m. It's over at 10. You don't have to stay the whole time. You can come in here, listen to the music, get your free beer. First one's free. After that, you get you can do some tasting.
It's a whole choice,
of all of it. Yep.
Whole choice.
605-4567. What's going on out there, my friends? I could, you know, usually I'm getting lots of phone calls. Are you already booked for this weekend?
Maybe everyone already has tickets.
Or that's the other thing. Oh, I've already got tickets. I'm getting free from Carl. Oh. Well, I think we have friends. I'm not going to offer a family pack for this because if you're under 21. Can you still go to it?
It's 21 and older.
21 and older.
Yeah, this
one.
And that makes it unique for us. Turtle Bay's events are typically all ages, even like Oktoberfest and that kind of thing we do. This one's, we want it to be for adults. We want it to be something that adults can get a break from the kids and just enjoy Bruise by the Bridge.
Date night. Okay.
It's a great date night, yes.
Okay, and then July 4th, quickly, on July 4th, of course, is the fireworks celebration and another time that you're with 10,000 of your closest friends.
That's right. The Freedom Festival is actually part of the Celebrate 20 series of events. So if you go to celebrate20.com, you'll find out information about the Freedom Festival put on by the City of Reading and paid for by McConnell Foundation. So check that out. That's a really big event coming up.
Huge. Okay, gosh, thanks, Seth.
Lots to talk about. Yeah, thanks
lots
for having
to
me.
Talk about. Don't worry, I'll get these tickets out there. I'm gonna shake everybody awake here.
Those are gonna go to some good people looking for
some
fun.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we've got about a half an hour of discussing what's going on around town here. We'll be right back.
Let me down. Let me around, and it was the ball. this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at AuthorityPM.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank, community bank, formed around 17 years ago. And they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They are local. They have been moving, they have been supporting so many local organizations and events since the day they opened too. Won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. We do business there. We're happy. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by any of the branches. Jury is deliberating on day seven. Hunter Biden's federal gun crime trial. And the judge brought him back and asked him if they had talked to anyone, been influenced by anyone, done any research on the case, or read or seen anything about it on social media. All the jurors said no and shook their heads. She then told him to go back and continue their deliberations. This is the court is now in recess, pending the contact from the jury. Hunter faces a maximum of 25 years in prison if he's convicted of all crimes, but legal experts say he is not likely to face jail time. Now, I have not been following this case closely, but I have seen what the charges are. He did it. I mean, he signed his name. He took possession of the gun. He lied on the form by saying he was not a drug user when he had cocaine or something in the bag he was carrying the gun in when he picked it up. So we tell people in our concealed carry class, you lie on that form, you're going to go to jail. You buy that gun for somebody else. And you get caught at that, you go to jail. You, if you lie on that form, you're not going to, you know, if you tell the truth and you are using drugs, you're not going to get a gun. But if you lie about it, and you're lying about that form, that is a, you know, that's falsification of a federal document, federal record document. So to say you probably won't face jail time, why? I guess you would look out there. I mean, Trump's facing jail time for things that, and you know, gosh, what has been done for over the decades or centuries to as far as quote hush money, tying it in to saying it's going to change the election. I mean, it's a really far reach there. Anyway, I know how they've been deliberating for over a day. I'm not sure why that wasn't just a slam dunk on this one. He signed it. You know, there's, oh, I was an addict. You got to feel sorry for me. I was an addict. No. I mean, come on. You know, you're an addict. So what? You signed this thing to get a gun, and the last person in the world you probably want to have a gun is Hunter Biden. So, that they asked Joe Biden, will you pardon Hunter if he's found guilty? Joe Biden said no. He probably won't remember that toward the end of his term, though. Did you see the video of Joe Biden on it's Juneteenth Day, and celebrating it early, and everybody's dancing, and Joe's just kind of standing there with his hand out. Maybe that's Joe's signature move, though, when he's dancing. He freezes the hand out. And then maybe that's the first part of the lawn sprinkler move, where you're going like, have you seen that, Ben? Have you seen the lawn sprinkler move when you're dancing?
No, but have you seen the one where he's at that press conference?
I can't talk. You got to speak up, son.
Have you seen the one where he's at that press conference and, like, Obama's there, and then he starts, like, putting his hand out looking for somebody's hand to shake, and he turns, like, 360 and nobody shakes his hand?
Nobody's there. here we are. Here we are at the presidential election. One guy already found guilty of several things. He's got felony conviction. And the other one doesn't know where he is. Just doesn't even know where he is sometimes. And you have to ask yourself, are they giving him something, you know, like when he has to be out there for like 30 minutes to give a speech? I mean, are they pumping him up with like vitamins or something? He's getting injections, infusions, something before he walks out there. And then you say, God, okay, the one thing, Mr. President, is you've got to be off in 25 minutes or we're going to have to come out and get you. I don't, you know, it's pathetic. And here's the thing is, if it was anybody but Trump, this would be a walkover. It'd be a walkover. But not. It's going to be Trump. Unless Trump somehow, which nobody believes, says, you know, I'm going to throw all my strength, all of my votes, and I want all of my voters to get behind so-and-so, whoever it is. And he's not going to do it. He's not going to. It's like Biden continuing to run, knowing full well there's no way he's going to finish out another 4 years. He knows that he's continuing to run. He knows his mental facilities are going down,
Is he able to run, like, physically?
What?
Do you think he's even physically able to run?
We'll see.
I was making a joke, but.
Well, I mean, you know, he's got, you know, there's handlers around him now that they, when he's walking, they surround him so you can't get, you know, views of his of him walking. They changed the level of steps, so they're smaller. Getting up in Air Force One, so there, he doesn't have to step up as high. He's got a new pair of shoes on with less heels, so he doesn't catch things. So to try to prevent him falling up the stairs every time he walks up on Air Force One, I bet, you know, I'm not around this guy. I mean, maybe he's sharper than he appears. And then you have Trump. I mean, hell, Trump's 78, and there's an incredible amount of pressure on this man. Anyway, Biden stays in, the country's totally divided. Trump wins, it's even more divided, if that's possible. But Biden and his cronies have totally enraged a lot of people over the economy. Oh, the economy's booming. Try telling that to people who are spending $4 a gallon for gas. Try telling that to people that are spending, you know, $100 more at the grocery store. Tell people that they can't afford to buy a house because of the interest rates. That's what's hitting people. It's, I mean, oh, look, my stock portfolio is great. If you have a stock portfolio, the vast majority of Americans don't. And now, Mark Mazzano just made the announcement that new fire station they wanted to build is on hold now because where are they going to come up with $22 million to build this fire station? And I think that's just part of it. So that's on hold until they, you know, they're trying to work a way out that they can get that. Let's just face it. The revenue for the city and the county is going down. People are spending less. People are moving away. So all of these, you know, we've got a full complement of police and fire. We've got four firemen on two engines. That's wonderful. How long can we sustain that? What goes first? I think it's like 80% of the general budget goes to public safety. Is it going to take 85%? And then where do you start cutting? Look at our roads around here. They're ridiculous. That's just ridiculous when you look at the main road, Placer, through our town, is like a third world nation's road. You're bumping, there's holes. I mean, it's ridiculous. Oh, we had a lawsuit. Well, did you get paid then? No, I think everybody just walked away. Well, when you gonna fix the streets? And it's not just Placer, it's side streets that they tore up and left like that. And there's other streets in Reading. Is there a place in Reading where the streets are good? I mean, a whole long street where a street is good. Have you been on one, Ben? You drive around.
I mean, in downtown, there's some nice ones, but...
Really?
I think so. There's some nice places in downtown.
Okay. I guess you could say California right here, or Market Street right in front of us is good.
But other than that, it's usually just the only nice roads you really run into are, like, neighborhood roads that are newly paved.
There's nobody... Yeah, if they've been newly paved. Yeah. Okay. Enough whining, enough whinging about this. Let's take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only stone cutter, the only watch repairman, and the only store that's won best in the North State 2 years in a row, 23 and 24, in the Record Searchlight polls. And they are. There's a reason. They are the best. Locally owned, locally operated, Rebecca and Henry just do a wonderful job there. And Leonard, of course, is right there and with them. Leonard established his business over 30 years ago, and they have just kept up the quality. And the quality of the jewelry they sell and the very fair prices they sell them at. That's Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Where'd all the time go? It's starting to fly.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Redding Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993, and she does a great job. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, need some help with insurance since it's so difficult to attain, give Judy a call. Free review and evaluation. Call her at 530-221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. It's going to be 105 today, my friends. And it's going to be hot. Hot. How hot? Damn hot. It's going to be like tomorrow. But, hey, by next Monday, it's going to be down to 89. So it starts cooling down after Wednesday. It drops into the high 70s and such and such. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Adam Anderson, 530-365-3793. And Ron's on the phone. Good morning, Ron. Hello, Ron. Did you hang on?
Hello?
You're on, Ron.
Oh, okay. It didn't come through on my phone too good. Anyway, excuse me, ever thought about siding in with Mark Baird and the state of Jefferson? This might be a good time. I mean, we don't have any, or when we register our vehicles, they jack the prices up. We could even get rid of the voting machines and have paper ballots. So to me, this sounds like a good time to, you know, try to become part of state or have our own state, and we wouldn't have to send money to Sacramento and stuff like that. So anyhow, that's just my comment.
Well, there's 12 or 13 counties in Oregon voting to secede and go into the greater state of Idaho. So pick up another 12 counties up here in California would be interesting. That's for sure. That'd be a large, it'd be an extremely large state. And then Boise would then have a seaport.
So let's just create our own state and get away from California, because they outvote us and they don't believe in what we do. We believe in anyway. And, I mean, talk to the Dallies. They're always trying to side in or trying to reach across the aisle, and they still get outvoted. So I think this would be a good time to, if they're going to create another, or, I mean, they're going to add to Idaho, let's create our own state up here, and they could do it all at one time. So anyhow, that's my comment.
Okay, Ron. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, the University of California, Davis, has issued an apology to the Shasta Trinity National Forest officials after students left from the school, left what officials said was a mess at Lake Shasta after a weekend of partying on the water. About 3,000 students from UC Davis and University of Oregon converged on Lake Memorial Day weekend, but they left behind a mess that officials said could not be cleaned up until the lake level drops this summer. Davis officials initially said their students are expected to comply with all laws, and the house boating trip to the lake was not sponsored, which is true. But last week, the university chancellor sent a letter apologizing for the students' actions. I am disappointed by the significant amount of trash left behind, disregard these students showed. We are dedicated to taking steps to prevent this from happening again and finding ways of making positive impacts at this site. Now, if you remember, Oregon, a couple years ago, trashed Slaughterhouse Island, trashed it. And the complaint was made to them, and they sent students back down to clean it up. And then this past year, they stayed, the ones from that, I think Southern Oregon University stayed, and about 20 of them, and made sure the place was cleaned up, made it kind of into a party. It was cool. Anyway, the students from two schools rented about 130 houseboats and camped on Slaughterhouse Island. And plus the fact that they were, the medical assistants went out to a dozen or so, ranging from drug overdoses and alcohol overdoses to injuries, accidents. So they deeply deplore it, what happened. So, and all right, some new data has come out. I got time for this. Appears that suicide in the Army is reaching new heights. U.S. soldiers are almost 9 times more likely to die by suicide than by enemy fire. Well, considering we're not in a shooting match, but they go back all the way to 2014. A study published by the Defense Health Agency found that suicide was the leading cause of death among active duty soldiers from 2014 to 2019. 883 suicide deaths during that time period. Accidents were the number two cause with 814, and there were 96 combat deaths. Now, as you know, we've gotten out of Afghanistan and Iraq. So, now, some of these figures predate some of the Army and Pentagon initiatives to combat suicide. Like, up in Alaska, they had 11 suicides up at that base up in the far north. They spent like $200 million up there actually providing good places to live, covered and heated garages and facilities for all their vehicles so they wouldn't have to work out in 20 below weather. But it is still... suicide has increased So far, in 2024, 55 soldiers have died by suicide. And then, you know, you can point out, well, you know, the suicide's rising out in the civilian population, but not like it is in the military. Rate of suicide measured by deaths per 100,000 soldiers generally has been climbing since 2019, when the rate was 28, almost 29 per 100,000. For active duty soldiers in 2020, that rate was 36 per 100,000. It declined to 36.1, about 0.1%. And in 2022, it fell to 28.9. However, in 2023, it's up to 36. It went up to 36.6. In 2024, the rate is 31, almost 32 soldiers, or the percentage, per 100,000. Now, for all Americans, the rate of suicide has climbed since 2000. However, the rate per 100,000 in 2021, the last year of available data, was 14. Wow. And it's not just the spending that can do it. And they surged at one point in the Army, prodded by Congress, surged dozens of mental health professionals to the state in Alaska. I mean, I was telling you about this one up in Alaska. It had 11 suicides at Fort Wainwright. And the suicide dropped to 6 in 2022. The Pentagon strategy is improving access to mental health counseling and incentives for safe storage of firearms, which accounts for 70% of the suicide deaths. Well, he's not picking up. He didn't kill himself with a gun by accident, because these are suicides. These aren't called accidental deaths. State safe storage. I mean, there were times when they said that they wanted all the military to keep their weapons, their firearms, on base. Of course, that didn't fly. And at one point, if you lived on base, you had to keep your firearms in the armory, but I think that's changed also. In fact, it's gotten to the point now that the MPs and the police on base, military police, are carrying concealed firearms when they're off duty because of the danger of something happening. But this is just active duty. This is just active duty military, my friends. We still got that 20 to 21 veterans a day dying out there by suicide. That number is going to eventually go down because the number of veterans is going down. But this is something that they've thrown money at. What's the answer to this? And one of the answers to it is having a strong, strong peer group organizations where veterans can talk to each other. You know, the VFW posts, American Legions, things like this. Our VF post 1934 has just grown because we have these young guys in there from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they this is how they started. In fact, a commander who was on the show the other day, great young man, moved here for no other reason except he just picked Reading. Made his contacts there at the post and has flourished in this town. But there's got to be a way that we can put peer groups out there that can reach out to other veterans and share with them. You can call it counseling groups. You can call it anything you want. You can call it war stories groups or combat tales. But getting people together helps express, helps relieve, and lets other people know they're not in it by themselves. Got to take a break. When we come back, we have Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Jurors in Wilmington, Delaware are deliberating whether the president's son, Hunter Biden, is guilty of federal firearms charges over a revolver he bought in 2018 when prosecutors say he was addicted to crack cocaine.
So the jury has to deliberate on three counts against Hunter Biden. The first one is a false statement charge. The second one is also a false statement charge. And the third charge is that he illegally possessed a gun while he was an addict. And all three charges are felonies. The jury has to be unanimous in their verdict, and they also have to determine beyond reasonable doubt for them to convict. If not, he walks out of the courthouse a free man. If he is convicted of any charge, he's going to face sentencing at a date to be determined down the line.
Matt's correspondent Mike Kunzelman reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is praising the UN Security Council's vote in favor of a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. He's also calling on Hamas to accept it. Overregulation may threaten business growth unless the Supreme Court steps in. Job Creators Network President Alfredo Ortiz says by overturning the 40-year-old Chevron versus NRDC verdict, the high court will stimulate small business growth by decreasing regulation.
Businesses are dragged under red tape. That is very clear. And it is threatening to take the economy down with it. We see the possibility of overturning the Chevron doctrine as a rare, bright hope amid the current regulatory onslaught coming from Washington.
The Supreme Court is taking up two cases regarding regulatory practices. Federal health advisors have endorsed a closely watched Alzheimer's drug from Eli Lilly for people with mild dementia. The FDA will make the final decision on approval later this year. On Wall Street, it's a mixed day right now. The Dow Industrials are down 191.5 points. The NASDAQ is up 34. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
Chryslers are calling more than 211,000 SUVs and pickup trucks in the U.S.
The recall covers certain model year 2022 Dodge Durango, Ram 2500, and Ram 3500 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says they may experience a malfunction in their anti-lock braking control module. That could result in a failure in stability control and increase the risk of a crash. Chrysler is unaware of any related injuries or accidents. Dealers will update the anti-lock braking control module software for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
The humanitarian organization Direct Relief is helping community health centers across the U.S. install rooftop solar and battery storage systems as they confront more frequent power outages from extreme weather and fickle grid systems. News and analysis at townhall.com. Malawi's vice president and nine others have died in a plane crash.
Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera says the nation's vice president, Solos Chilima, is among 10 people killed when a small military plane crashed in a mountainous region in the north of the country. Chakwera announced in a live address on state television that the wreckage of the plane had been located after a search of more than a day in thick forests and hilly terrain. Chakwera said there were no survivors of the crash. The group had been travelling to a funeral of a former government minister. Chilima had just returned from an official visit to South Korea on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French opposition parties on the left and the right are scrambling to form alliances for the upcoming snap elections called by President Emmanuel Macron after his party suffered a crushing defeat by the Conservatives at the European vote on Sunday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Somebody has to run the house, the maintenance, the groceries. I know. Aren't I sounding sexist here, Ben? However, it all works out at the end. Because we trade off. Good morning. Today, Tuesday, the 11th of June, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. I'm going to give away some tickets here for Brews by the Bridge, Brews on the Bridge. It's this Friday. These are $30 tickets. I'm going to give away two of them. Two of them today. And for free, if you call in. And Ben's here. It's National Corn on the Cob Day. How come you missed National Donut Day, Ben?
Did I?
One of you did. One of you missed National Donut Day. We could have gone out and scored some free donuts. Anyway. Phone's ringing. Weather today, 105. And my guest, Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, walks over here this morning. Casey, right now it's like, 75 degrees, but it's going to be, by the time we finish, it's going to be in the 80s. And you're going to walk back to Shasta Regional? It's going to be 105 today.
I got my route all planned out.
Okay.
In the shade. Good. It'll be fine.
Well, you can make it to the, sandwichery.
There you go.
Stop in there.
Yep.
Then work your way down to Hey, tomorrow it's going to be 105. It starts cooling off then, my friends. And on Thursday, it gets in the high 90s. And by next Monday, it's 89 degrees. What wonderful weather we're going to have. Now, Sunday, Father's Day, it's only going to be a high near 87 degrees. Mm. And it cools off to, we dropped 30 degrees here. So it's going to be in the 60s, which makes all of this kind of manageable. But our weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, family-owned business for about the last 25, 26 years. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans for people. They are quality people, the Kenny family. It's a veteran-owned business, and they've won awards for hiring veterans up here in the North State. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, and you brought a guest with you.
I did. Dr. Puska is here with us. He's one of our regular heart surgeons, and we're going to kind of talk today a little bit about minimally invasive techniques that are out there, and he's pretty proficient in a lot of them. So I just started kind of bringing it out to the public and have a conversation.
And wanting to be fully transparent here,
fully transparent,
I met Soren Puska at a party.
And you did?
I did.
You did.
I did.
Yes.
And you were just, everybody was enthralled by you because, one, you were wearing a bow tie. That right there shows a man of courage.
That's right.
Up here in Reading. And, you weren't wearing cowboy boots. And yet, you told me you lived in Texas. We have to have you speak up a little bit here.
I said yes.
Okay, there we go.
That is very true. I wear a bow tie for two reasons. I used to be a part of a very, very busy practice in Texas. And all the surgeons in the practice wear the bow tie because we cover multiple hospitals. And you didn't know if your partner has come there in the morning and rounded already on the patients or not, and then you would ask the patient, did the doctor with a bow tie come by here? And if it did, you're golden because you don't have to round anymore.
There you go. I like that.
It's all about the science of medicine.
Science of medicine.
The science of medicine. Okay. Yeah. Now, what happens, God forbid, if somebody else wears a bow tie?
It is not very likely because, as you said, it requires a man of courage.
Yep.
especially in Texas.
Especially in Texas.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, the second reason is very medical.
Yeah. You know, when this man gets calls, because he's on call for surgery, so when he gets a call, he takes a look at it. It's okay with us?
Yes, absolutely. Sorry about it.
Nope.
No. It's okay.
The second reason is very medical, and if you wear a tie and you lean over a patient, the tie can touch the patient, and then you're moving from room to room and see different patients, and you can transmit infections.
I read that when they were looking at how infection was transmitted, that a tie...
Yes.
Was one of the major ways. I read that years ago, so that makes sense.
Yes.
Now, Dr. Pushka, you obviously aren't from Texas.
No, I'm originally from Romania.
I love that.
Yes.
Romania.
Yeah, it's far away.
Do you know anybody named Vlad?
It is interesting you mention that because that is mostly a legend that has been created, interestingly, in the West.
Of course.
And at the time, Romania was a faraway country, and the author thought to place the action somewhere far away to make it very exotic. Eventually it got capitalized on, and now it became popular in Romania also.
Well, you know, when I was... let me see. I think it was Hungary. Was
it Hungary? Hungary, yeah.
We talk about Attila. But when I was in Hungary for a couple of weeks, there was a lot of men there named, there was Attila.
Yes.
But there's a lot of people, a lot of young men named Attila. And I'm thinking, is that just like a common family name? Because Attila the Hun is famous throughout the world, of course, in history.
Yeah.
For his military prowess.
Yes.
On that. So, okay. Let me switch back over to Casey. Now we're gonna be talking about less intrusive heart surgery.
Less invasive. Yeah, and which leads to quicker healing times. I think we were discussing. We have the TAVR program, right, where we put the valve in.
And by the way, I have a friend, everybody, who's going in Thursday for that specifically.
Well, Dr. Pushka will be there. And regardless, so this that's a minimally invasive approach as well, and it goes through the femoral vein, like we've talked about before. But some people aren't a candidate for that, and then Dr. Pushka has a method that he can replace the valve as well through a small incision in the chest.
Wow!
And so you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break because it's going to take a while. But usually, you used to have to crack the chest open. For these,
and then
you have to go back, staple in the chest together, and then all the things that go along with it. I mean, that's major surgery when you do something
it
like
is.
That. So finding easier ways to do it that work just as well is wonderful. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show, might as well bring up, is brought to you by a lawyer. He's Patrick Gorman, workers' compensation. Yeah. I wouldn't do that to you. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, you need to give Patrick a call. Patrick Gorman is an attorney who specializes in workers' compensation. His background was he's a veteran. He was a law enforcement officer. Went to law school. Went to work for insurance companies. Did not like it. So he came out and hung out his own shingle and has grown the biggest law workers' compensation law firm north of Sacramento. Why? Because he fights for his clients. Work injuries can be life-changing. If you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you rate, that you're supposed to get, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 today. This is a man of integrity. I trust Patrick Gorman. And he's a very, very intelligent guy, and he's going to help you. And if he tells you that, oh, no, things are going the way it should be, it seems slow, you don't need a lawyer in this, and he'll tell you that, too. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Trauma and Tri-County Think presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:20 in the morning here on the 11th of June. And it's probably about 74 degrees out there. Going up to 105 today, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, or a bicycle, SUV, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I understand that the hybrid is really getting pushed now because they're looking at they're never going to be able to get this all-electric thing going, that they're going to use the plug-in hybrids and gas. Which makes more sense.
Frankly. Especially in California.
Especially in California.
Yeah, we have such a highly developed power grid system.
Yeah, oh, yes. And the fact is that we have to shut down that the car charging in the height of the summer because there's not enough electricity.
Yeah, so a friend of mine sent me this meme on my phone. And it was a picture of a hybrid car plugged into a charging station with a generator in the back.
I saw that.
Generator. I was like, okay.
What you do is you just throw a gas generator in the back of your truck if you're on one of these, and then as you get lower, you just plug it in. I wonder if you can plug it in and drive though. So it's kind of like you've got it constantly charging. I don't know. Something waiting on me. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and you're a heart surgeon.
Yes.
Dr. Soren Puska. And we've talked about, we've talked to Dr. Puska, and I'm kidding him just a little bit about his bow tie, but then it makes sense that, one, you don't transfer germs like you do with a long tie. Second, his medical group in Texas all wear bow ties. So they're kind of like easy to identify. Oh, that's one of those bow tie guys.
Yes.
Yeah, we just have to identify which one it was. Okay, now we're talking about minimally intrusive, invasive.
Minimally invasive, yeah.
What's the word?
We'll let Dr. Puska take that and run with it.
But we're talking about working on your heart, but not having to crack your whole chest open.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct. So... heart surgery has come a very long way since the days when we started in the 1950s. And we're helping quite a few people nowadays that before were far beyond the reach of our ability to pull them through. It's a great way to fix problems inside the heart. If you have blocked arteries or you have valves that don't work or you have... major blood vessels in the chest that have ballooned out or they're just about ready to rupture. But all this comes at a price, and the main price is invasiveness. We have to get inside the body and do things to the body that that take a toll. And the more we manage to minimize that, the higher the benefit for the patient, and the wider the population that we can help. And primarily, the invasiveness comes from the way we get to the heart. We have to split the breastbone open in the standard heart operations. And it also comes from using a heart-lung machine, which is a great tool, which allows you to stop the heart to work on it, kind of to stop the engine of a car to work on the engine, while the heart-lung machine does the function of the heart and supports the body. However, the heart-lung machine is like a giant bee sting. Human blood is not designed to go to plastic tubing. And when it goes to plastic tubing, it activates all the inflammatory systems in the body, and that results in tremendous inflammation. Just think of somebody being stung by a giant bee.
Okay, I had not ever thought of that.
Yeah. So minimally invasive deals essentially with these two directions, trying to avoid whenever possible the heart-lung machine, and trying to minimize the incisions or avoid altogether splitting the bone, trying to just go through the muscles that are in between the ribs. This essentially allows us a faster recovery. It allows us to operate on patients that have, let's say, marginal lung function that otherwise would struggle with inflammatory responses after this, would struggle with taking a deep breath because the breastbone has been split and it's very hard to breathe with that, you know. Allows way faster return to activity. When you split the breastbone, usually you have a minimum of 2 months that you cannot lift anything heavier than 5 to 10 pounds. Mm. And if you split only part the breastbone, that thing decreases to about 3 to 4 weeks. If you avoid splitting the breastbone altogether and go in between the ribs, that goes down to about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Which is a substantial advantage, you know.
Less pain, ability to recover faster?
Is the ability to recover faster. And I have to, you know, a number of friends of mine and patients have told me, you know, I tend to be pretty blunt. Unfortunately, the amount of pain is not substantially less.
Oh, okay.
This is one thing that we are working on, and we have developed strategies for this. We're using long-lasting local anesthetics that take away the pain for a duration of several days.
But if the recovery time is so much
faster, recovery, yes,
then that means is that you're not living with this thing for 8 weeks. You're just got a couple weeks.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. When I'm talking about less pain, I'm talking about the period immediately after surgery.
Yeah.
Long term, yes, there is less pain because the recovery is faster. But immediately after the surgery, you have just about the same amount of pain with the two approaches, you know. But the recovery, it's substantial and usually strikingly faster. A lot of the injury from surgery is really related to the way you get to the organ that you need to repair, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were talking about, so instead of having to open the chest up totally or partially,
mm-hmm.
you can go in through the rib.
In between the ribs.
In between
the ribs, yes.
And then what happens then?
So you remain, so it's important to understand this thing, that the way you see the heart is significantly limited. So you are creating a small window just on the region of interest where you want to work. So this assumes that you are very comfortable with this kind of operations, because it is very tricky if you don't have special training in this direction. It becomes very tricky to work on this because you do not see the entire picture. So you have to have a feel and understand how things are happening around, and you remain focused only on the region of interest where you need to work. So this is the key of the minimally invasive surgery. Essentially, you have to do the same work, and this is key. You cannot compromise on the work that is done inside just because you made a small incision or you change your incision approach. So you have to make the similar, equal quality work through a large incision or through a small incision. So you have to be very comfortable with the type of work and repairs that you do before you can move to this type of minimally invasive.
Okay, so what you're saying, you got to have some time in under the hood there.
Yes, you do have to have time under the hood, yes.
You know, and to be able to,
yeah.
So you're very comfortable in replacing this valve.
Yes.
And so that you can come in, smaller incision between
yes.
your ribs,
yes.
go to that one area.
Yes.
Do the work.
Do the work.
Get out.
And have the same result. And have the same result.
Okay, so you need lots yeah. of experience before you even start this.
In general, yes.
In general.
Yes, okay. In general, yes. It is, I mean, you know, they're, like in every profession, there are people that are very talented and they get it very quickly. There are people that are very hardworking and it takes them a little bit longer. You know?
But, yeah.
But now, in general,
so
yes.
doing this form of valve replacement, that's for somebody that maybe can't do the TAVR. Where it goes up through the artery?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
And for whatever reason that is.
So it is very important to understand. So before, let's say in the 80s and 90s, when this heart surgery has really matured,
mm-hmm.
We have developed standard operations that are very effective, but again, they take a lot of toll on the body to recover.
Right.
So our colleagues in cardiology developed a way to insert the valve inside the body through the groin over a wire. And that has become a significant advance in the field because it allows us to treat patients that are otherwise very, very sick and they would not be able to meaningfully recover after the surgery.
Okay.
So it's also important to understand that this technology also has limitations, the TAVR technology. So it is... We're working together as a team, and we have what's called a heart valve team at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're working together as a team to determine which is the best approach for a patient. Sometimes some of the patients that go for a TAVR are just not candidates for a TAVR, and that's for various reasons, because they have very small blood vessels or because their valves are very small and the valves need to be enlarged. Or because they have additional pathology, like they would need more than one valve, or they would need a valve in the coronary bypass, or the aorta is
okay.
slightly larger, and they need also an aortic repair in addition to a valve replacement with a root enlargement, you know.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. So all these technologies are complementary, and it's important to understand that it's very, very important to work as a team nowadays, you know, and to have, it's very important to understand that is to have an institution that supports that kind of approach.
And Casey, what you have over there, being one of the top cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, is you have this team that is capable of going anywhere from the TAVR to opening the chest to the less intrusive on the, you've got your whole team.
Yeah, we have access to a lot of technology as well. The technology along with the ability of the surgeons and the providers that's the game changer.
Okay. So. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've been going for 17 years, is my barbershop of choice, of course. And it's a veteran-owned business. They were established in 1960, and they've gone through a series of barbers, but it is a veteran-owned business. They do give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's not a hair salon. No, you're not going to get your hair blown dry there. It's a barbershop. Now, they do shave around your neck in years, and that's kind of cool. I make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478. Or you can just plop in there, and if they got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. I haven't had a bad haircut there ever. At Cypress Square Barbershop, located right off of Athens Avenue. It's right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's when it was there. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel.
That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, I want to remind everybody this Sunday, a Father's Day tradition sponsored by Chapter 157 of the Experimental Aircraft Association is the 35th annual Aviation Day at the Benton Airfield. They're going to have a pancake breakfast that starts at 7 and goes to 11. The aviation day goes from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's, by the way, the pancake breakfast is $8 for adults and $5 for kids 5 to 12 and under 5 free. You get to see modern and vintage airplanes, experimental warbirds, and CHP aircraft. For an extra price, you get to either take an airplane flight or a helicopter flight. And for more information, call 530-276-8157. This is a free event. Go up to Benton Air Park, park, walk around, have breakfast, just have a good day, take Dad out. It's a Father's Day tradition at the Benton Airfield, the 35th Annual Aviation Day. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'll find it in a second.
Dr. Pusha.
Oh, right here. Soren Pushka. Who is a, you're a heart surgeon.
Yes, sir.
As opposed to a cardiologist.
Yes, sir.
Which is somebody that, what is the difference? I mean, I know you operate. The cardiologist just does all the workup.
So the cardiologists have, they're divided in two main branches, I would say. One of them are the diagnostic. They do the workup to reach the conclusion what needs to be fixed.
Okay.
And the other one is in interventional cardiology. They're doing work using wires and catheters to fix heart problems.
Okay.
And I fix heart problems with surgery. So the first group of cardiologists, the diagnostic cardiologists, tell us what is wrong. And then once we know what's wrong, we decide either to fix it with catheters and wires through interventional cardiology or to send it to heart surgery. Some cardiologists do both the diagnosis and the treatment with wires.
Okay. You know. Now, stents.
Yes.
Is that part of the cardiologist side?
Yes, that is part of the cardiologist side. This being said, we started getting closer and closer at working together on that, and this is another way to do minimally invasive coronary bypass surgery this time.
Okay, now, that used to be, I mean, that was just an automatic open the chest up.
Yes, that is exactly right. And what we learned from that, just like I was saying before, opening the chest, splitting the breastbone takes a toll on the body.
Right.
And we found out that certain pipes in the body, certain blood vessels that are used for coronary bypass to create new blood vessels for the heart, have advantages, and they tend to stay open longer. The other thing that we found out is that with time, stents got better and better, but they did not get quite as good as those privileged blood vessels that tend to stay open very long. So, if there would be a way in which you could use a combination of these two, so use stents for vessels that are not as important for the heart, or they have specific, very, very focal, very localized lesions while using that blood vessel that has a particular advantage and stays open a very long time. If you could use what's called a hybrid approach and don't split the entire chest open, just do a small, 3-inch incision on the side of the chest, that will allow the best of both worlds. So we started working a lot closer with cardiology in that direction, and we're doing these procedures again as a team, as a heart team.
Okay, so you're still getting the coronary bypass.
Yes, you are getting one or two bypasses.
It's a lot less intrusive.
Yes.
And you're using the person's own...
We're using the person's own arteries from inside the chest wall. This is
right.
called these are called the mammary arteries. And
okay.
the mammary arteries are the best pipes that we can put on the heart. They tend to stay open. The usual amount of time that they stay open is over 90% at 20 years. So that's a very long time.
Yeah.
Stents in general don't tend to stay open this long, so this is a little bit of a drawback, So they tend to... They tend to reclose and they have some issues,
Why haven't we invented something like silicone for the arteries so everything just slides through?
Oh, trust me. People are working hard on that.
I bet they are because if you had that, and there was no buildup of plaque.
Yeah.
That would be a huge thing.
That would be a huge thing. But you see, anything that's not part of the body rejects.
Yeah, so, that's true.
This is...
So just getting a shot of WD-40 is not going to help you.
Well, that DW-40, not in particular.
Not in particular.
It can fix a lot of things, but...
And we know about duct tape.
Yes, that's exactly right,
Okay.
Only two things you need in life.
That's it.
Duct tape and DW-40.
Yeah. Hey, Casey, these kind of procedures, these were only in, the Bay Area and further south, and now they're right up here at Shasta Regional.
Yeah, and we're working currently now putting that team together to do those types of procedures that Dr. Pushka's talking about. He already does a lot of the minimally invasive stuff, but the working with the cardiologist and him on, doing the stents and doing the arteries at the same time is something that we're in development of. But I think the main walk away is the lack of the thoracotomy, the quicker healing time. And then also the other benefit is, heart disease is progressive. And so, maybe you have a hybrid procedure and then you go down 10 years or 15 years down the road and you finally do need surgery and it does require a thoracotomy. You're not going through a bone that's been previously cut before with wires, and it makes it much more difficult to do that second surgery. So that's another benefit.
Oh, they got to trust. That's right. They got to trust that bone up like you do a turkey.
Yeah. Yes, exactly right.
I was putting myself through college, I was the brisket cutter, which is the bone in cattle and hog, and when you split that, then the animal would open up. And it's an integral part there that holds it all together.
Yeah.
And I can imagine if you're having to wire it back together and then years later have to go back and what do you use?
It's very difficult.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably don't use a circular saw like I did.
Okay. Actually, we do.
Oh, do
you? Use an oscillated saw. Not circular saw, but oscillating saw.
Oscillating saw. Well,
yeah. That's exactly what we use in a situation like that.
I tell you what, I was cutting some straight lines too,
yes.
But that was years ago.
We'll take you on the team, Carol. We'll take you on the team.
Oh yeah, I tell you, I'm in there, all gowned up.
Yeah.
There used to be at one time they were auctioning off a chance to observe a heart surgery. Now the patient had to have signed off on this because I guess and then you could observe an open heart surgery at one of the hospitals. This was a decade ago or more. And I thought, how interesting is that? I mean, I guess you have like observation rooms up there. Or
yeah, they got the wave.
Everybody has a bucket list, Carl.
It's not on my bucket list. All right, got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micro pint. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The property insurance crisis, California, is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
You have one job. I'm giving the welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our last segment here. I'm giving away two tickets to, I gave away two already. Brews at the Bridge, by the bridge. You got to be 21, though, so that leaves out our producer. Otherwise, he'd be there. I'm saving tickets for you for the children's fair. Okay. Right, little burros and
okay.
That kind of stuff. Okay, somebody's calling in. All right. I also want to remind everybody that on June 13th, which is Thursday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., workshop number one for the Riverfront Specific Plan is going to be down at the Civic Auditorium. And you've got to reserve your tickets. So go to the City of Reading website, reserve your tickets. They're only going to have like 100 tickets available, which is kind of strange. The first one is on the 13th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then Saturday, June 15th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Civic. And I'll talk about more about that. Let's try and get your tickets and go there and participate. I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, CEO Casey Fatch, and heart surgeon Dr. Soren Pushka, who is full of information and at the same time is trying to get a pipe fixed in his house in Texas. So, and I told him it'd probably be cheaper just to fly me down there. Carol, oh, probably is cheaper there in Texas than it is around
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Casey.
Yes.
Next, as we're moving on, because we're talking about minimum.
It's easy for you to say.
Minimum invasive surgery.
Yep.
Where you're not having to open up the chest.
Right.
And still working on the heart, still replacing
right.
valves and doing, like Dr. Pushka said, doing a kind of a hybrid where they can do a coronary bypass. And so, which the bottom line on it is, it's a lot less harsh on the body. And the recovery time is a lot quicker. And the older you get,
the more you appreciate that.
Yeah, the more you appreciate that. So, yeah, it may hurt for, if I can take if I have the option of the 2-week recovery
right.
or the 2-month recovery, I think I'd go for the 2-week. Even if it's still painful at the onset, you can't get away from that. But with good drugs, they get you past the first 48, 72 hours.
That is very true. And but you have to remember what I said. You have to get similar results
in
terms of the quality of the work done inside. That is absolutely key. So otherwise,
and you can't do these things without being extremely competent at what you're doing before you start going into, before you start going in a little bit different direction.
Yeah, you have to have accumulated some experience and, preferably be trained in a place that that does this kind of operations.
I don't know if you don't know Dr. Doug McConnell, but he came up here and he was your heart surgeon at Shasta Regional, and I think he said, 12 years of training become a heart surgeon.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, this is something, if you say, okay, I'm going to college and I graduate from college when I'm 21, and then I've got another, 3 years?
4 years,
four years of medical school. And then you do your training as a heart surgeon. You've got to want to do this.
Yes.
And then after 12 years, you're mildly competent.
That's your starting point. So when most careers are at their peak, you are at your starting point. So we peaked when most people are thinking of retiring.
Well, that's true. Yeah. And so now you've got your best heart surgeons, in their 50s? And
50s and 60s,
50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Now, does the Da Vinci come in this at all?
The Da Vinci has a place in this.
Does this have a place in
this? It has a place in this.
Now, we're talking about the Da Vinci surgical robotic system here that we've talked about several times that allows the doctor, it's easier on the doctor.
Yes.
When he's operating. But does it have a place in here?
It does have a place in heart surgery. The technology is not quite there to make it widely, the application very, very wide right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it will get there. We do that hybrid operation that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Can be done with a robot. It takes a lot longer, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
And it takes a lot longer because the technology of the robot, the fine motor coordination of the robot for the type of operation is not quite there. We can do some valve operations with the robot, particularly for one of the heart valves that's called the mitral valve, it seems that has taken off a little bit better than this. But again, the robot is hopefully for this kind of very fine operations. They require fine motor coordination and things like that.
So it's not quite there, but it's really good.
It's coming very close right now.
But for other types of surgery, Casey, it's great.
It is. How much would you say your surgical interventions are off pump?
Well, so for
say that again. How much of your what?
So for coronary bypasses,
right?
Because like I was telling you before, the two things that take a toll on the body, the two main things after heart surgery, are the way you approach the heart, splitting the breastbone,
right,
and the heart lung machine,
right.
So
inflames the blood.
Inflames. That's exactly right. It takes a toll on the kidneys. Right. Takes a toll on the brain. Takes a toll on the
heart
itself.
But you have
itself.
To do it while you're doing heart surgery.
Yeah. But we have found ways to do the coronary bypass part of the operation. When we work, we put new plumbing on the surface of the heart, kind of like I need in my house right now.
Yeah.
We found ways to do that operation without stopping the heart and without using the heart lung machine.
Wow.
Yes. And that takes part of that. That inflammatory response, it takes it away. Again, I'm coming back to the same thing. You have to do this operation having the same quality of results like you would have a still heart on the heart lung machine. So there have been people that have tried to do this operation without using the heart lung machine, and the results have not been very good. But, again, it comes down to your training. I've been very fortunate. I trained down at Emory University down in Atlanta, and it's one of the centers that has pioneered yes. this kind of yeah. operations. And I was very fortunate to be able to train there with one of my mentors who was in charge of this off-pump operations. His name is John Puskas. He's very similar to my name. But
is he from Romania?
John, he's not from Romania. He's from Hungary.
Oh,
originally
okay.
he's a Hungarian.
Is his first yeah. name Attila?
No, his first name is John.
Oh, okay, all right.
But
it.
he's born in the States, and he has trained down at Emory. He has trained at Harvard, and then he came back at Emory.
We have about a minute and a half left, so yeah. let's roll it. You know what? This has been fascinating, and for us laymen out here, because we have friends. I have a friend that's going in for a TAVR, but you're going to be there
yes.
as a heart surgeon just in case.
Yes, exactly.
And there's some people that can't have the TAVR, but instead of now having to get the chest open, there's another procedure where they can go in from the side, and it less wear and tear on your body.
Yes.
Especially since most heart patients are, you know, probably older.
Yes.
And so that helps on the recovery and all this. But the one thing I'm taking out of this, you have got to be competent to be able to do that
yes.
the regular way and be very confident that when you go in from on a small area that you get the same results.
That's exactly right. That's
and
exactly right.
It's training and just repetitive operations.
Yes,
doing it.
For sure. Now, this being said, I'll tell you this. I've done this long enough by now to know that it's a very humbling profession. So you always have to be on the alert. You always have to be prepared to deal with things that go different than what you plan.
Of course.
Know? And our hesitation to switch to a regular approach if things don't work quite the way we planned, I have no hesitation whatsoever.
So if it's not working,
yes.
you'll go over?
You have to do the regular way.
You do the regular
you
way.
You will not compromise on the operation. You cannot compromise on the operation.
This is very reassuring to me because, one of the things that I've really loved about you all being on, Casey, is hearing all these strides in medicine and the technology that you all have and the new procedures you have to make it easier on the patients and yet get the same results. But like Soren said, you got to be ready to, that's not working.
Yes.
Let's crack it.
Yes, exactly.
And get in there and fix it.
Get there and fix it, yes.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, because yes. no plan goes, you know,
right.
the plan's perfect till the first round goes downrange.
That's exactly right.
There you go. Okay. Well, thanks very much for
Thank
being
you.
Here with us.
Gosh. Always a pleasure.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the Chamber of Commerce is going to roll in here. And a couple other guests that are going to be here with us tomorrow on Wednesday. Everybody, it's going to be 105 today. Don't leave your dogs, plants, kids, grandparents in the car for any length of time. God bless America.